bodies. And the story that we just heard is so common. I hear it out there in the community all the time, that we might as well accept the kids are going to start drinking underage and therefore it's better if they do it under supervision. Well, if a teenager is going to drink, then I agree it is better that they do it under adult supervision. But we seem to be working on the theory that drinking is a normal, integral part of Australian society, whereas it's actually relatively recent. If you go back to the previous generation, they would drink small amounts, but not the gobsmackingly large amounts that we do now. We've really seen that as a fairly recent trend. And unfortunately, all of the research says that children, while we think that they are most influenced by peers, their number one influence is actually what they see their parents do. So, for example, if your parents smoke, you are much, much more likely to smoke as a teenager. If your parents drink and incorporate alcohol as being part of the social norm, the kids are much, much more likely to drink alcohol. And unfortunately, when you look at the research, if you look at young adults who have problem drinking, so they're, you know, alcoholic by the time they're in their early 20s, essentially all of them have started drinking from young teenage years, certainly before 18 and around about the sort of 12 to 13 mark, where they can't buy alcohol outside. They can really only access alcohol at home. Drinking at home as a teenager substantially increases your risk of problem drinking for the whole of the rest of your life.
I can hear or imagine parents listening at the moment thinking, my God, you know, we drink at home. We have a couple of glasses of wine with dinner, or we have friends over for a dinner party and we have some drinks. The kids might be in the next room watching TV. Are we doing the wrong thing?
How do we manage that? Well, if you look at how alcohol is metabolized and the impact that it has on a developing body compared with an adult body, yes, because your brain development is not fully formed up until you're around about 24. You're still creating neuronal synapses. It's still creating the way that a brain works. So that there's a whole lot of impacts if you're drinking alcohol, even small amounts, before the age of 24, but certainly before the age of 18. So, for example, from a school point of view, even if you're not drunk at school, we know that your ability to recall information is less good if you're somebody who drinks even occasionally compared to somebody who doesn't drink at all. So by having a teenager drink, particularly in those sort of later years of high school, that's just when we want them to do the best in the HSC. That's just when alcohol is scientifically proven to impair your ability to recall facts and figures. If you look at things like on the metabolism, we know that the whole idea of puberty is a hugely tumultuous emotional but endocrine hormone time. And alcohol interferes with your body's ability to absorb a particular vitamin that's vitamin B. The vitamin B is what you use to smoothly metabolize your hormones. So that kids that drink alcohol are much more likely to have mood swings and particularly things like depressive type illnesses, which is thought to relate to their vitamin B metabolism. Now, again, we know that those sort of high school years are times when kids often go off the rails because they're angry and upset and distressed. And unfortunately, those kids often get a double whammy, because if you look at the kids who are most likely to drink to a problem level during their schooling years, they tend to be the kids that at a younger age were almost attention deficit, the ones that sort of struggled with maintaining their concentration are more likely to drink. And people that have major life events which have an impact on their emotional well-being, so kids that have had depressive-type illnesses when their younger teenage years, again, are much more likely to drink to excess in their older teenage years. So we're making a society that is comfortable with teenage drinking when the people who are most likely to come to harm from teenage drinking are the ones that are vulnerable and should be more protected, not less protected. It's a worrying trend.
Yeah.
that it used to be that drinking was only something that adults did, and it's progressively being something that's normal, younger and younger and younger.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, because, you know, Steve gave us an example where he was talking about it, trying to do it in under the correct supervision, so the kids, you know, they could be as responsible as possible with alcohol, but obviously it doesn't go right for everybody, because we've had another caller who doesn't want to go on air but said they did exactly the same as what Steve did, our previous caller, and he now has two daughters, both professionals. They became alcoholics before their 40s and have both been in rehab. Says you're 100% right, Sue Page, and I have friends who did exactly the same. We thought we were doing the right thing. So things.
So the question that you asked me was actually, what do we do with our kids? Well, our kids, neither my husband nor I drink regularly. That actually makes us in the 60% of Australians who don't drink every week, but 40% of Australians will drink on a weekly basis. There's about 10% that will drink on an every single day basis. So we don't drink at home on a regular basis. If we have a dinner party, then we'll have a bottle of wine. But even, you know, even when you're having the bottle of wine and the kids are in the room or in the building, then we tend to incorporate it with the messages. So, for example, if you ask most adults how many standard drinks in a bottle of wine, they'll say, oh, about four. It's actually eight.
Oh, I was going to say six.
Yeah, no, it's actually eight. It was 7.8, so close enough to eight. So most people underestimate the amount of standard alcohol drinks that they're actually drinking in an evening. And so if kids see you pour a glass of wine and it looks, you know, yay big, then that to them normalises, okay, well, that's what I've seen my parents drink. That must be about the right amount.
Mm.
For me, I was actually quite disappointed when alcopops were taxed at a higher rate that meant that they weren't being used by the teenage market. The binge-drinking teenagers, as we know, continued to drink heavily, and the introduction of the alcopop tax made no difference to the amount of binge drinking in the teenage market, unfortunately. But what did happen was that the middle-aged men, predominantly, who were buying the Bacardi and Cokes, or the rum and Cokes, the middle-aged men who were using the single-dose drinks, and the responsible teens who were using the single-dose drinks as a way of saying, okay, well, somebody else has measured the alcohol. I know for sure if I drink that, I know exactly how much I've drunk. Those people have reverted back to using big bottles of spirits, and that's where I think you're really on the tricky edge.
Mm.
If you're a teenager and you go to an alcohol shop, you know, they're going to ask you to show your ID, and if you don't show your ID, you can't buy alcohol. An 18-year-old might go in and buy alcohol for younger peers at a party. They're probably going to buy a flagon. The kids are probably going to drink straight from the cask of wine and will have no idea how much they're drinking. Mm. We're actually encouraging unmeasured, risky types of drinking.
I've had a text here from Terry. It says, to Justine, I'm amazed that you even debate the issue of alcohol to minors. Get real. If anyone needs teaching to use that drug, then they need a brain. Do you think it's a topic that we should be talking about?
I think it is. I think that we've seen an introduction of an amazing mass market of cheap alcohol. I won't rattle off any of the companies that you know that sell it, but we all know that they're out there. We all know that there's a lot more of them. What's an interesting quirk is that if you look at a map which has income status, the low alcohol shops tend to be located in areas of low income where we know that problem drinking is more of an issue. So again, we're allowing a societal culture to say it's okay to introduce something with a profound brain and body and personality and affect and behaviour modifier. You know, it's a drug.
Mm.
We're allowing it to be introduced, and the only limit that we're putting on it is that you have to be over 18. So to me, to then be saying, so now do we do it when we're 16, 17, 18? Wow, you know, each year in the US, they have 5,000 kids die who are as a result of underage drinking. That's 5,000 a year dying from that sort of drinking before the age of 18.
Mm.
It's not okay.
No. Sue Page, thank you very much for your time this morning.